Bloomberg The First Word with Ken Pruitt. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
Our guest is Adam Cole, Global Head of Currency Strategy at RBC Europe in London. Good morning, Adam. Welcome to the programme.
Good morning.
A second recession now for Europe in 2 years. We got confirmation, in 4 years rather, we got confirmation this morning. The euro still stronger though, $1.2755.
Yes, indeed. And I think partly what you're seeing there is a reflection of an awful lot of bad news being in the price already, including the market having built in a second successive decline in GDP. So the market having taken on board a lot of negative news and the consensus expectation for the euro being negative, the hurdle for bad news to do damage to the currency is quite high. And I think that's why it appears so robust today.
And Adam, the economic growth rates in France and Germany, not as bad as some people had anticipated. Might that be giving a little positive tone to the euro?
That's possibly helping also that the so-called core of the eurozone looks slightly better. What worries me slightly about that going forwards is if one looks at the leading indicators for those countries, including Germany, they look less encouraging, and equally looks like the on the industrial data in particular, the quarter as a whole was okay, but we ended the quarter on a very, very soft note, so the starting point for Q4 is not very encouraging. So on the surface, they look slightly better, but I think on the forward-looking indicators, that support is likely to fall away as we go into the final quarter of the year.
Well, Adam, now that we have the metrics for a second recession, let's say, confirmation that Europe is in a second recession, does it change the rhetoric at all in Europe?
I think it doesn't change the rhetoric on what really matters for the markets going forward, and that for us is still the critical question of where Spain is in terms of its coming forward and requesting help and unlocking the ECB's balance sheet in the process. And that really is the critical question for markets going forward. Softer activity data certainly don't help the euro, but much more critical is how much support the periphery gets from the central bank, and that's still very much an open question. We see little progress as yet in terms of positive signs from Spain in terms of it coming forward and flicking the switch effectively that lets the ECB open up its bond buying program. But that, I think, is probably the more critical question for markets than the strength or weakness of activity itself.
Well, with all these dynamics at play, from Europe and now its second recession to Japan's elections coming up, how concerned are the FX markets with the US fiscal cliff?
Still quite concerned, I think, and the political wranglings in the US that we're likely to see over the next couple of months as we head into the end game for the fiscal cliff, I think generally will play out from my perspective as a negative for global risk appetite generally, and ironically that will actually be a positive background for the dollar, particularly so as we get the softer indicators coming out of the rest of the world on activity, and we saw a big fall in GDP in Japan, of course, in the third quarter as well as in the Eurozone. So long as the concerns on US economic activity come against the background of weak activity globally, then the primary transmission mechanism for me is that they reduce markets' appetite for risk, and ironically, the worse things look for the fiscal cliff, the better they look for the dollar from my perspective.
We're speaking with Adam Cole, Global Head of Currency Strategy at RBC Europe in London. Adam, what about the possibility that some kind of a compromise can be worked out on the fiscal cliff and that we could settle some of these issues, reduce some of the uncertainty? Might that unleash some of the animal spirits in the markets and put risk on? Is that a possibility?
Ultimately, yes, I think that's the case. And we still think it's a central case that when we get to the beginning of next year, the fiscal tightening we see will be a lot less than the $500 to $600 billion that the full impact of the fiscal cliff would imply. I think the problem for markets is that it's not going to be easy getting to that compromise, and the political noise that we see for the next couple of months is likely to keep open the possibility that we do feel the full force of the fiscal cliff. And so long as that risk remains, markets are likely to be very nervous. But I agree in the longer term that, you know, if you stand back and look at the detail of the individual components of the fiscal cliff, the Democrats and Republicans agree on more than they disagree on, and compromise should be possible. Economically, the components on which there's most disagreement actually are not that important. It's the political risk that's greater.
Just very quickly, Adam, dollar yen, 81.09 now, the US dollar, 1% stronger versus the yen. Does that trend continue for the next month, given that Parliament is going to be dissolved tomorrow?
I think it's hard to fight the momentum in that at the moment, and certainly the market has an entrenched negative view on the yen that it shows a very strong tendency to position for. And I think that's what we're seeing at the moment, is a build-up of speculative positions on the view that we could see radical policy change in Japan after the election, which we do assume will be in the middle of December. I think ultimately it's unlikely that policy change will be that radical, and we ultimately will see dollar yen pull back again, but I wouldn't fight the momentum in the short term.
Adam Cole, Global Head of Currency Strategy at RBC Europe in London.
You can listen to Bloomberg The First Word weekday mornings at 5 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York, or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012 Bloomberg LP.